Me'ilah, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, Kadshei kadshim sheshachtan bedarom mo'alin bahen. So kadshei kadshim, the most holy animals, or sacrifices, should be slaughtered in the north. However, if somebody slaughtered them in the south of the courtyard, even though the slaughtering did not count, it was unacceptable, nonetheless, Mi'ilah still applies to them. Shechatan bidarom, v'kibal daman batzafon. Let's say there was a case where you slaughtered in the south, but you accepted the blood in the north. Bitzafon, you slaughtered it in the north where you should have, v'kibal daman bidarom, but you accepted the blood in the south in the wrong place. Shechatan bayom, you slaughtered in the day which you're supposed to, v'zarek balayla, but you threw the blood at night, which is not correct. Balayla v'zarek bayom, or if you slaughtered at night but you threw the blood during the day. Oh, or sheshachtan chutz lizmanan, he slaughtered it with the intent to consume the animal out of its time, v'chutz limkoman, or if you slaughtered it with the intent to have the animal take the animal outside of the proper place. Even though there was something wrong in each of these cases, molin bahen, mi'ilah still applies to these cases. Klal amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua gives us a general rule. Kol shehaya lo shas heter lekohanim, ein molin ba. Anything, any sacrifice that made it to the point where the kohanim can eat part of it, mi'ilah no longer applies to it. V'shelo haya lo shas heter lekohanim, but if it has yet to reach the point where the kohanim can have a part of it, molin ba. Mi'ilah still applies to it. So now the Mishnah asks, Ezohi shehayala sha'as heter lekohanim. What's an example of something that had a moment permissibility to the kohanim? Shelana v'shenitma v'sheyatza. So this is a case of an animal that made it through the four proper steps to make it edible to the kohanim, but for whatever reason, the Kohen did not eat in its proper time. That's Shalana, or Shenitma, that somehow the meat became Tameh, or Sheyatza, is that somehow the sacrifice left the proper place. So even though this sacrifice no longer can be eaten, Mi'ilah does not apply to it, because once it had a moment of permissibility, it can no longer go back to being subject to prohibition of Mi'ilah. Ezohi Shalo Hayala Shas Heter LeKohanim. So what's an example of a korban that never even had a moment of permissibility to kohanim? Shenishchata chutz lizmana, that you slaughtered it with the intent to eat it out of its place. Chutz lizmana, to eat it out of the right time. Chutz lemakoma, to eat it in the wrong place. Beshekiblu psulin, that somebody who cannot be part of the sacrifice except caught the blood. Vizarku at the ama, or somebody who cannot be part of it who threw the blood. Mishnah 2. Baser kache kachim sheyatza lifnei zrikas damim. So this is a case where you slaughtered the animal in the correct place, you accepted the blood in the correct place, you did the holacha, which is bringing the blood towards the altar in the correct place. However, before you had a chance to do the zrika, which is applying the blood to the altar, somebody took the meat of the sacrifice outside, removing it from the courtyard, and thereby invalidating it as yotze. So the question is, what's the halacha in this case? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moalin Bo. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that since the meat left before the zrika does not work to give it a shot tether, does not permit it, so to speak, to the kohanim, and therefore, mi'ilah still applies to it. But he tells us, v'ein chayavin alav misham pigol, nosar v'tameh. However, because it left early, the prohibitions of pigol, nosar, and tameh will not apply to it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, ein molin bo. He says that because zrika eventually did happen, mi'ilah no longer applies to this sacrifice. However, aval chayavin alav misham pigol, nosar v'tameh. But the prohibitions of pigol, nosar, and tameh do apply to this meat. Rabbi Akiva will now try to bring a proof that his position is correct. Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'harei hamafrish chataso va'avda v'hifrish acheres tachteha. So there's a case where a certain fellow designated a chatas offering, and then it was lost, and then he designated another one to take out, to be in its place. V'achar kach nimseis harishona. In the meantime, he found the original offering. V'hare shtehen omdos. So because of the confusion, happens to be that both of the animals are now at the temple, both being slaughtered at the same time, and both of their bloods are being accepted at the same time. And the blood of one of them is thrown onto the altar. Continues, lo kishem shedama poter et pisara, kachu poter et basar chaverta. So in this case where there was this confusion where he had two animals and he slaughtered them at the same time and he caught their blood at the same time and he only threw the blood of one of them on the altar, by throwing the blood of just one of them, technically speaking, both animals are no longer subject to Mi'ila. So by throwing the blood of one, that gets rid of the issue of the other animal as well. So Rabbi Akiva argues, V'im pater dama et basar chaverta min ha-mi'ila. If in this case of mix-up, one of the animals, just by having the blood of one of the animals thrown onto the altar, will exempt the other animal from Ila, shouldn't it be, dinhu shiftor et bisara, shouldn't it be, even in our case, where the meat, the body of the animal is taken outside of the courtyard, but the blood is still thrown, shouldn't it be that the blood would exempt its meat?